Well, thank you very much, Chris and Dave. And I agree with both of you guys. The front seven on defense may not be where the biggest needs are on that side of the ball. But tonight, I think there's a chance that we could see one or two or three very talented players at defensive line or at the linebacker position fall down to 32. And those players are Maurice Hurst, the defensive tackle from Michigan, and Leighton Vander Esch, the linebacker from Boise State. Just a few weeks ago, I would have told you you were crazy if either of those two names were available at 32. But Maurice Hurst, an explosive three-technique defensive tackle, he has got a great first step and makes plays on the other side of the line of scrimmage. He's falling because there was a heart issue that turned up at the combine, and now there are a lot of whispers that he could fall not just to the end of the first round, but potentially into day two or even day three. Then you go to Leighton Vander Esch, who is extremely instinctive and really on film is one of the two or three best linebackers in this class, but he missed a large amount of time in his junior season, only a one-year starter for the Broncos, extremely productive this past season as a junior. We're going to show you an example of why. Here he is in the Mountain West title game against Fresno State. You see him here in the middle of the field. He's going to make a great play in pass coverage here against Fresno State, and they're running a route concept that we see very often. You're going to see a three-level stretch. A receiver ran vertical. You're going to have another receiver right here in the intermediate area, and here's another receiver short. Now, Vander Esch has his eyes on the quarterback. He is seeing exactly what he's seeing. The quarterback saw that the three-level stretch was taken away, and he's trying to hit a receiver on the back end of this route concept, and Leighton Vander Esch is going to get right into the throwing lane and make an incredible play on the ball. Interception, and late in the fourth quarter, helps seal the victory for the Boise State Broncos, and that's exactly what Leighton Vander Esch brings to the table. To me, those two guys may be names to watch. Maybe they're too good to pass up on, depending on how the Eagles feel about their medical scenarios. Now, other names to keep an eye on at those two positions for the Eagles: Taven Bryan, a defensive tackle from Florida, extremely disruptive interior player, a junior who declared for the draft. And then also at linebacker, Rashawn Evans, a talented senior, made the transition from an edge rusher off to the inside as a middle linebacker for Nick Saban and was incredibly productive this year as a senior. So those are the four names to keep an eye on up front. Now, when you transition into the secondary, that's where things really get interesting because there are a number of names at the cornerback spot that have been linked to the Eagles in mock drafts over the course of the last few months. You can see Isaiah Oliver, the talented corner from Colorado. He is 6 foot tall with great ball skills. Then you have Jair Alexander, who is one of the best man-to-man cover corners in this draft. He can play inside and outside. Mike Hughes has a great play personality, one of the best tacklers in the secondary in this class. And all three of those guys have some ability in one way, shape, or form to be able to play inside or outside. Like you guys talked about, that is going to be very important if the Eagles do select a cornerback in this draft. But if they do trade down or if they wait until later, one of those names that really intrigues me is MJ Stewart from North Carolina. He's a three-year starter for the Tar Heels. He's a senior, went down to the Senior Bowl and had a really great week of practice. But really what makes him more of a slot corner is that he's under 5'11". He didn't run all that fast at the combine. He's not a speed guy on film. So a lot of people think, hey, he's going to transition to the slot where his toughness, his instincts, his ball skills will help him thrive in the NFL level. And that's exactly what we're going to see here. He's matched up against Penn State wide receiver Deshaun Hamilton on a quick slant route. And this is one of the best route runners in college football he's matched up against. Watch what MJ Stewart does here. He disrupts the route initially off the release, plays through the body of the receiver, gets a pass breakup, gets the ball on the ground. MJ Stewart, one of the most disruptive corners in this class in terms of making plays on the ball. So if the Eagles decide to go early with a slot corner, we talked about Mike Hughes. You've got Dante Jackson from LSU, who's got outstanding speed. Jair Alexander, Isaiah Oliver, absolutely all on the table. But if you wait a little bit, you've got MJ Stewart. There's Teron Johnson from Weber State, DJ Reed from Kansas State. A very deep group of slot corners in this draft, one of the deeper positions in this draft. So that will be very interesting to watch. And then at the safety spot, Justin Reed, I think, is very versatile. He's got great ball skills, played a number of different roles for the Stanford Cardinal over the past few years. And then you have Ronnie Harrison, a first-round target potentially for the Eagles out of Alabama. So a lot of players on the table for this defensive group, and it will be interesting to see how it all pans out tonight.